You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, it's Friday. This is Pep Talk with Meg. And when you hear that boat song medley right there, you know what that means. It's time for Boat Smart.
It is.
And in the studio, Stephen Smith, who's a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College, along with Bill Kidwell, who is the Marine Services Manager, I guess you would say, the top guy over there at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Morning, guys.
Good morning. This is Boat Smart. Hello. Yeah.
The smart guys are here. You're the experts on boating, and I think people are starting to put... I've noticed the boat ramps were a little busy last weekend.
They're starting to pick up a little bit. Yeah, it's looking good. I took my boat out last week, like I said. I took
a little afternoon run.
It was good. It was interesting.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, that day was nice, so we enjoyed it and just took Gator out with us and went over and found us a little secluded place and hung out on the... Walked around a little beach area and then came back home, but it was nice. So, yeah, very, very good trip. Plan on taking it out tomorrow, too, so we'll see what happens tomorrow and get out there and do that. Yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You got to check out that website. They have Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Engine, MerCruiser product on there. They actually can repower you or service your engine and take care of your boating needs out there at Key Marine Center. So check them out. Check out the website, keymarinecenter.com. I am the marine instructor. I always forget to add that part. Over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive. If you need to get a hold of them, the chat feature is the best way to go. So go to their website, georgetowncollege.edu, and check out the chat feature. That'll get a hold of anybody out at Georgetown. That'll give a message. They'll either call you or email you, whatever's good for you to get them to get back with you. So, yep.
Okay. Well, I've got a text already in this morning, and it is related to you and Georgetown Technical College. I don't have the name attached to this number, but it's a very nice text. It says, "Hey, Meg, I want to tell everyone I recently had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Schmidt and tour the classroom. What an outstanding opportunity he provides for his students. Honestly, he impacted my life and small business just in having a conversation with him. He's truly inspirational and genuinely cares about the students."
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for that.
Very nice. I'm sorry I don't have your name, but that was very, very nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, and I like hearing that stuff. A lot of times, you know, the jobs that we do out there, a lot of people don't know how stressful it is being a teacher, and I was thinking about this as I went through my week. I started 4 new students this week, and here I go getting the students acclimated to the classroom, trying to learn my students and know who they are and that kind of stuff, you know. So I spend a lot of time with them, 6.25 hours a day, 25 hours a week.
How much time do they spend in your mind?
And a lot of them, they come in earlier, so I'm spending more time with them than that, you know. But, yeah, it is challenging, but I appreciate the good comments that I get. It helps. It uplifts me and keeps me going and doing what I'm doing. So thank you for that very much.
How much time do they spend in your mind?
You know, it's a lot because you not only try to teach people how to work on boats, but there's a lot of life skills you have to teach as well, you know. And when they bring a lot of problems to with them and stuff, and you have to understand all that. Yesterday, I had one of my students, and he came in to school, and I could tell he was off a little bit, you know, one of my younger students. And after I started talking with him a little bit, his dog had passed away that morning, and he came to school anyway. And I was like, "You don't need to be here, you know. Go home, and be with your puppy." I'm gonna cry because I understand how he feels about that,
gosh,
you know.
Yeah.
And you know, so you know, it's those little things, you know, that you don't know what people are going through and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we handle all that stuff in the classroom as well, you know. So yeah, I appreciate that text. Thank you very much.
Okay, we got another text in that says, "This is to you also, Stephen. So saw you out there. Your boat looks good.
All right. Thank you. Try to keep that boat looking good. That boat is actually at school right now. We serviced that boat this week and brought it in and had the students service it, did 100-hour on it and everything. And,
cool.
And we found some issues, and they took care of those
kidding.
As well.
Your boat had issues?
My boat. Well, it wasn't nothing caused by me. And Bill will talk about this too, because right underneath the water pump on the Yamahas, there's a two seals and they both face up. That upper seal, Bill, had an issue with the spring where the spring corrodes and broke.
Yeah.
So my students replaced it. I could have done it under warranty because the boat's still under warranty, but we were right there anyway. So we went ahead and took care of that. So they caught that because
wow.
I teach them that.
Yeah.
You know, every motor has their little deal, you know, that you have to look for. That's one of the things for Yamaha is that upper seal, right, Bill?
Yeah, we run into that quite a bit, and that's one of the reasons why we definitely want to be, you know, changing the water pump every 2 years is what we suggest, because it gives us a chance to inspect that as well.
Yeah, I was kicking it around because I was thinking, I just did the water pump not too long ago, you know, within the last year, and I was thinking, I'm going to go ahead and let it go for another year, just, you know, as because I knew everything else was pretty good. And it's the last second I thought, you know what? I'm going to have them do the water pump. At least look at it and see where I'm
just
at.
Just for fun.
Well, just because I don't do what I tell people not. I tell people not to run in shallow water and stuff all the time. But guess what I do? I run that boat in shallow water. And, you know, so I wanted to check it and see where I was at. The pump was actually in decent shape. The problem was they caught that little seal down there and they took care of that for me. So that was good. Right. And, you know, the principal came down and he seen my boat down there. He's familiar with my boat. And he said, oh, you got your boat in here. I said, you know, and I don't know if it was like, oh, you got your boat in here or you got your boat in here kind of like, you know, a surprise or not, you know. And I said, you know, if I can't trust my students with my boat, how could I trust them with anybody else's boat? You know what
right.
I mean? So the point of that was that, you know, bring my boat in, trust my students. And I put the ones that, you know, they've been there for a little while on my boat and kind of got them through like I do every other boat that comes in there. So, yeah, that's good. So, yeah, appreciate that.
Okay. And we got a text back. It was Steve Savage. He had come
to see you. I appreciate that, Steve. Thank you very much. Yeah. I saw him this week. And, he's really getting involved with the school over there, donated some more tools for us and stuff. So
awesome.
Appreciate that. You know, it's good to have that come in and people come in and see me and stuff like that, you know. So I appreciate that very much, Steve. Thank you. So I want to mention my student of the month. His name is Kalen. He is actually a dual enroll student, 16 years old, I believe is how old he is. And he got my student of the month. And he was so proud and happy to get that award. 16 years old. That's the other students vote for him, you know, and the nice things, you know,
what
they talk
honor.
About his personality and his hard work ethic and how he cares not only about the class, but he actually cares about the other students that are in the class and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. So we did that this week. So it's been fun. The full-time students have come in, the four of them, they're acclimated pretty good right now. We're moving forward with them and all the other things we got going on over at Georgetown. So it's a good time. So so we're going to turn it over to Bill. You got some stuff you want to talk about today, Bill, and we'll take it from there.
And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So if you've got a question, our boating experts are here. So we've been talking all pretty much this winter about different things. But if you've got a specific question about the mechanics of your boat, repowering, ways that these guys can help you, text that in this morning at 850-437-1620.
That's
we would
it.
Love to hear from you.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be nice. We definitely look forward to those calls when they come in. And I just wanted to add to a couple things that Stefan was saying there. As far as those seals that he was talking about, that can become catastrophic, because most people, we changed our gear oil this year. We expect to go till next year. And if they didn't inspect those seals by doing a water pump when it was supposed to be done, there's a chance that could leak water in there and cost them an entire gear case. I've seen it before.
Wow.
Excuse me. And another thing I wanted to elaborate on was the fact that, you know, the compliments that we get, you know. And this week, I don't even know how many times that I've heard it over the phone about people praising the way things are done at Key Marine, from the customer service to the expertise of the technicians there. So, yeah, that does make you feel a lot better and keep people like Stefan and I that are as passionate as we are to keep pushing and making a difference in the community. And then as far as what's going on over there, you know, I've mentioned that we have that repower incentive that's been offered by Yamaha and Mercury with free extended warranty for both of those manufacturers. Well, that's going to be ending at the end of March. So if you're thinking about getting it redone, it'd be a good time to get that done, because that's a very valuable thing to have, is that free extended warranty. Because on a lot of models, it can be, you know, average of $1,000, $2,000 value there on some of them. And then, of course, Suzuki still has that two-stroke to four-stroke incentive that they have. They're going to pay money. And as a matter of fact, this last week, we got a customer for a twin 250s. We got him like $8,000 off because, you know, he had older two-stroke motors that were giving diminishing returns, like I like to say.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's an incentive as well to go that route. All three of those manufacturers are great products. And then, man, it's really, really picking up. But just like I'd mentioned, you know, in earlier shows, that we're definitely, we have restructured and rethought everything, added new technicians over there. So even though still we're having probably an average of, you know, 6-7 boats drop off a day in that range, that we're still only just a couple days out before we're going to be able to get to your boat. It's a combination of having those many technicians and the fact that how good they all are and just the way things are run over there.
Yeah, and the benefit to that is that they can catch things that you may not see when you're working on different product. Like I said earlier, different products have different little issues that they may have, you know. And when you see that, I remember back a long, long time ago, I'm talking way back, Bill, that when you worked on the Yamahas, remember the shift shaft would corrode out.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, that would leave a person stranded when they're out on the water. And we were changing shift shafts like crazy on these Yamaha product, and because they're old, we're talking a while back, okay, because they were corroded. And if you didn't look for that where they were corroding, and if you didn't replace it, you literally could put the boat in gear, and if you're lucky, it goes into gear and won't come out of gear, and you're headed back home. Or worse yet, you pull it out of gear, and it goes in neutral, and now it won't go into gear, and you're stuck, you know, and those kind of factors. So when a technician looks, I tell my students this all the time, part of doing a service, part of troubleshooting is the visual inspection. It's a big part of what you do, right?
Yep.
Looking at everything, making sure everything looks right and all that. But that comes with experience, right?
Yep.
As you're in the field and you start understanding the different things that you're looking for, I don't expect a brand new student to understand all that, you know, when you're looking at something in a visual aspect of things. But as the more you work on a product, the more it becomes familiar with you, and you start seeing the little things you're supposed to check out, like trim motors being corroded and stuff like that.
Right. We like to, you know, tell people you need to correct that, the trim motor situation, before it actually rusts all the way through and possibly seeps water into the unit, corroding all the check balls in the pump and costing them an entire gear case. You know, a lot of people, Stefan, I respect this. You know, they're like, yeah, I'll change my own water pump. And I get that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I work on my own, like my tractor and stuff like that. But a lot of them don't know to inspect those drive shaft seals like you're talking about. And so, you know, there is a benefit for having these factory-trained professional technicians, or even the ones that are still in Stefan's class under his direction, and him standing behind them and say, hey, look for this, look for that, and look for this. And it really helps a lot, you know.
It does. One of my newer four students, he's done it all. And when I've talked to him, you know, trying to get to know him, I'm kind of like, what's your goals and things like that. And he wants to do everything, you know, just everything. And I said to him, I said, if you concentrate on one or two products, maybe Yamaha and Mercury, or, you know, Mercury and Suzuki, or Yamaha and Suzuki, or something like that, and don't try to be that person that knows a little bit about everything, but rather be that technician that knows a lot about a certain product line, you know, because I think people like that are more successful in the business when they understand like a couple product lines versus trying to understand everything.
Right.
You know, do you agree with me?
Be a specialist?
Well, somewhat. You know, you got to respect the ones that are really wanting to know everything. But I get it. You know, it is hard to be a total guru at everything on all of them. But I tell you what, the guys at Key Marine, every one of them are expected to know stern drive stuff as well as outboard stuff. And, of course, the two-stroke stuff, I've got an older tech there that handles most of that. Not all of it, but, you know, if there's some diagnostics there.
Yeah, we try to stay away from that. I had a guy call me yesterday. He wanted me to donate a stinger, Johnson Stinger to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, no, I'm good. Yeah, I know.
Man.
Yeah, Bill's looking at me like, that's a great motor. I said,
Yeah, for high performance purposes,
right,
I've seen some of those little motors just scream like you wouldn't believe on the rivers. But yeah, everything's doing fine over there at Key Marine. And yeah, like I said, our lead time is just at bare minimum. So if y'all need to bring your boats in, now's a great time.
Yeah, so we got a trivia question we want to give to you today, and we'll knock that out here. That's 850-437-1620. Bill has that question for you. I don't know that it's a hard question, but we do have some other stuff we can add to it. So you want to go ahead and give that question out?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. This is kind of like last week we had the device in the bottom of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
This is another device that's located in the engine compartment. In stern drives and inboard boats, you don't typically see this device in an outboard application, but it's there to get rid of the fuel fumes that may accumulate in the engine compartment.
Okay.
What is that device called?
Yeah, that's
okay.
A good question.
That's a tough
and
one,
the prize,
but okay.
The prize this week is a Verado hat, Mercury Verado hat, and a Yamaha cleaning cloth that's really good at not putting scratches on your cowling.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to find out if our listeners are mainly outboard people or we have some stern drive and inboard people out there as well.
All right, this is the test. Yep. 850-437-1620. Great prize. And when you get out there to pick up that prize, you can always get a little tour of Key Marine Center from Bill. So be sure to let him know that you're there when you come to pick up your prize. Again, that number is 850-437-1620. Text in your answer. Bill, get that question one more time.
Okay, the question is, what is the device that's located in the engine compartment on a stern drive boat that gets rid of the fuel fumes that might accumulate there?
Okay, right, we got some coming in, and I'm going to have to check with you guys to see if these are right.
Okay. I have the answer on the second page.
I saw the answer.
I was up at 4:30 this morning writing the show, so I kind of messed up. I was on my first cup of coffee, so I... kind of put two trivia questions in there, so I kind of messed Meg up today. So 850-437-1620
lots of coffee this morning,
is the number.
Good.
So give us a call or text. We're more than happy to take your questions or answers to this question or anything like that.
This is close. I'm going to throw it out there to you guys. This person has texted in blower motor.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we give that to him?
You can call it that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, that's what it does. It's really officially called the bilge blower.
Is our winner. I don't have your name, so if you would, the number that is attached to this answer, blower motor, ends in 2234, 850 area code 2234. So please text in your name and your email address.
Yep.
And then you can go by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, right over there on Bower Road, and you can pick up your prize.
Yeah, so some fun facts about the bilge blower. If you have an inboard or stern drive motor, or even if you have outboards and you have a gas generator on board, you are required to have one of those.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it literally does not blow. It actually pulls the air out of the bilge, and it has a hose that goes down to the lower part of the bilge that pulls the actual fumes and out of the bilge area. So typically you should run that about a minute or so before you start your engine, but you should also raise your hatch and use your fuel sniffer, which you have attached to the front of your face, to see if you have any fumes or anything in there as well. A lot of people don't do that, and that's when you hear of a boat explosion where people don't run their blower or they don't raise the hatch or the engine hatch and look for that fuel vapor or smell for that fuel vapor, and a lot of times that can cause a problem. So, yeah, there is some rules to that.
Yeah, and I've seen some footage, and I'm sure Stefan has as well, is that happening? And just like he said, it's not a fire. It's an explosion.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, a lot of these boats out there have 100 gallons of fuel on them or more. So it's definitely can be a bad situation. So definitely always turn that bilge blower on before you crank your motor. Give it about – and then it's a good idea to raise that engine hatch. Some boats, it's easier to do that than others, But definitely at least the bilge blower. Turn it on.
Yeah, anytime you're fueling the boat, anytime, you know, you should do that. Now, once the boat is underway, you don't have to run it anymore because typically they have vents on the side of the boat, air vents. Mm-hmm. One vent is faced one direction, which pushes air into the bilge. Mm-hmm. The other side is pulling the air out. So as you're moving, you can turn your blower off because it's actually pulling and the air out of the bilge area to keep that from happening.
Okay.
And typically, most of the time, it's when you start the boat, when you get ready to hit that key switch, is when you have a problem with that.
Okay. And our winner just sent his name, so it's Josh Porter. So congratulations, Josh.
Appreciate
Thanks, Josh.
That.
You won the Verado hat and the Yamaha cleaning cloth, and I guess you could say a free tour of Key Marine Center, Northwest Florida.
Yeah, we don't mind showing them around when they come out. We're proud of what's going on over there.
Okay, great.
So make sure you guys, when you're out there running your engines and your inboards and stern drives, turn that blower on, get your nose in there and take a good sniff of that area and make sure that you don't have any issues with a bad fuel tank or something like that. I've heard of horror stories
boats
pulling up to a fuel station, and the person puts the fuel into the rod holder, and you've heard of this a bunch of times. They don't open the gas cap, they put it into a rod holder and fill the boat up with fuel.
I've
heard of that more than once.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. That happened to a really good friend of mine over on Blackwater River. There was a place over there, and some people just don't put two and two together. We were like, what were you thinking? You didn't even pull a cap off. And a rod holder's like, there's a hole. And that can be definitely disastrous.
And that blower's not going to help you in that point.
No.
Wow. Yeah. See, Stefan, I think you and Bill ought to get together. And you've got your students. I get it. They're going to be in this occupation. But I'm thinking you might need to have a little, what do you call that? Sort of an orientation as you get ready to go into your summer boating. Because these are the kind of things. I mean, we're not talking about just inconvenience. This could be disaster.
Right. It can
be. So you should have a little class. I know you have a little spare time in your life.
Yeah.
But in your spare time, put together a little instructional class on some of the basics of boating.
Yeah. I'm going to have Bill come in and talk to my students. We're going to make that happen pretty soon. And he's going to come in and do that. And we'll touch a lot of different subjects as well.
And I do go over with my technicians a lot about the safety factor. You know, people's lives are in our hands. If we don't make the right, connections and stuff, I take it very seriously. I mean, I like to compare it with, it can be just as disastrous as like an AMP, an aircraft mechanic. You know, if people get out offshore and something we did, or, something like we're just talking about happens, so it's really important that the people that are working on your boat realize that and take it very seriously.
As we get into the next few weeks and the boating season's kicking off, we're going to get into boating safety and things like that. And, look at the boat ramps and boat ramps being courtesy.
Boat ramp etiquette.
And that kind of stuff. And so something interesting, and I got a minute I can get this in here, that when I pulled up to the boat ramp, I was had my boat sitting on the dock, and there was a boat coming in. They were pulling a jet ski because the jet ski had broke down, apparently. And when they came in, the wind was blowing hard to my boat and toward the dock. And the person that was towing had no idea what they were doing. So they swung this jet ski right up next to my boat. And wind and him pulling it, I literally had to keep my feet down on the jet ski. And the guy on the jet ski had to jump overboard to push the boat, push it off my boat. But what I noticed about the jet ski was there was no way it was ready to go for the season. It's like, I'm going to go on my jet ski and didn't even think about any safety issues or making sure everything's in good shape, So it was really close. I was really kept my cool, got him squared away and got him out of my way. And then he blocked the boat ramp with his jet ski, couldn't get the boat out,
I mean,
the courtesy at boat ramps are terrible.
Yeah.
They need to have boat ramp rules, right?
Yeah, boat ramp rules, boat ramp fights. I mean, all this stuff. So, we're going to talk about it as we get into the next few weeks and stuff. So, good stuff and safety and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, jet skis can definitely cause more damage than you would think. We had one just last year, Stefan, that the wife had got on the jet ski right behind the boat and somehow full throttled it, and the jet ski shot up and ran into his outboard and broke everything on it, the cowling and all that. So, jet skis can be dangerous.
Well, they remind me of those motorized bicycles. It's not really a motorcycle, and it's not really a pedal bike. So you got a jet ski. It's not really a big boat, but it's motorized.
And it doesn't have brakes.
Right, exactly.
Yep. That's what you got to remember. No brakes on boats or jet skis.
Right.
That's right. Okay, well, we're about out of time, gentlemen.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
I mean, a five-hour show for sure. So thank y'all for listening. I appreciate all the great texts today. Thank you so much. Congratulations to our winner, and we will be back in here next week.
Okay, thank you so much, Will and Stefan. This is Bo Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. We're here at this time every Friday, so get your notes out, get the boats out, and come back with your questions next week.
See you next week.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.